So you so are.
Who's the captain?
Actually. For now.
The only officer. God damn it.
Well, for now, actually, Paris is in command.
Who?
Paris? Talk to her.
He's on the ship?
Yep, he's on the ship.
Wow.
He's the man.
He's been around.
You know, I hear he, you know, sucks, but the apple's his dad.
Yeah. That connection.
Also, if he's a Fed pilot or something.
They didn't hear any of that. I only heard you like the ladies and the Admiral's son.
That's your magic gift.
Yeah, so.
I said the guy sleeping with the captain.
Engineering, security, film, sensors.
Film, did you put in these ones?
Okay.
Film.
Okay.
Woohoo!
So, I love the helm.
We love it.
So the mission is to go to a. Go to a star system if we get like Altair.
So when you've already got a skill, how much is it to go up?
And usually
like from 1 to 2.
3 points.
Okay.
How about from 2 to 3?
3 points. And then 4. It's a good goal of 4.
Yeah, and it's 4 points to go from 0 to 1.
0 to 1 is 5.
5. 5, 3, 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna raise, let me spend all my points.
Already.
Now I'm at 0 and I know I'm at 0.
Oh, sure. So I can't do it.
Yeah. You can do my thing. You can just not raise my thing.
Can go negative. Like Shannon. Right? Shannon got negative.
Yeah.
And that raises the subcategories too, right?
No.
No.
Okay. Just raise the notes.
Right. So, okay, so, I raised my shipboard systems. Now, I've got defensive and weapon systems. If I raise my shipboard systems again, so that I'm better at just generic shipboard systems and weapon systems, then.
They just go away.
Okay. So,
at equal level, they go away.
Okay, so they're gone.
So basically, they're gone.
So, no, at equal level, you want to add something to a specialty. Do you have to go back to see what you had before?
No.
Or they all.
They rise up at the same level. But I mean, get it to level 3.
So, like, I just added 2 to shipboard and then erased my specialties.
So, is your shipboard systems 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, 2. Yeah. And my defense systems and weapon systems just don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. So, getting to level 3, though.
Getting level 3, nothing will change.
Well, I'll probably won't make it. I won't lie.
Okay.
After level 2, you have to ask. And I've pretty much only given you 1.
I remember, because I remember you said we could go to.
Yeah. Cool. Well, for the rest of you, so the mission is Altair 7, is a gas giant with a derelict space station from a long dead civilization there. The Federation. The space station is slowly falling into the gas giant, and the Federation founded a while ago, and they inserted a team to check it out. So basically, that was a few days ago.
Is the idea that they want to keep it from falling in so that they can study it?
I think they're going to kill the team so nobody knows what they found.
Is that right?
For the team to have done a recon, see if there's anything cool they can take.
Cool archaeological stuff they can steal.
Before the station falls in.
Can't you tractor it out so it doesn't fall in?
It's a big station.
Okay.
So you said they found?
No, it's space. There's no
one can use space.
Yeah.
Just poke like that.
No one can use space.
I don't care how much
mess
you
have.
No one
hits
the hook.
And most being affected by gravity.
Yeah, well, then it
gets
the hooking. Yeah. People eating into the hooking? Come on.
Yeah.
Literal.
But you're going there. You're going there to pick them up.
Okay.
Scheduled pickup.
Lethal alien.
Lethal alien? Is that like lethal weapon?
Kill anyone.
It happens. And Tom's in charge?
Yep, Tom's in charge.
You go, Tom.
What's my.
I'm in the hell.
You're not there quite yet.
What number is actually beneficial to get? 30 is my base.
12 over.
12 over.
42.
I don't know.
Well, It's 30, 36.
I already had to spend all my 30 points, and so did Luke.
Well, I got 30.
Well, not for that thing, but to make the shuttle.
You got to make the shuttle good.
I could spend on the other
one. Oh, yeah, I could help on the shuttle stuff if I can do that. Yeah.
Sure.
There was one skill that I actually had.
just roll, like, you know, four times and see if your magic die will stick somewhere.
Was system engineering one of the ones that had to be rolled?
Yeah. Systems engineering transporters and weapons.
Okay. And what's the base number that you need?
Which one did I afford to succeed on?
Weapons.
Gun.
That's good.
Okay. I'm cutting corners for a plus one.
Okay.
You know, if you doesn't go all the way, you go for the plus two.
I'm cutting corners for a plus one.
Okay.
The first system engineering.
You know.
It's a really low roll.
Great. I apologize for the skill season.
No, I don't have the skill. It's a really low roll.
What do you know?
Well, I have system engineering.
Okay.
So that's the skill.
No problem.
Nope.
I can't do it.
I'll try again next week.
So when you arrive there, oh, actually.
Jay's the one that came up with the idea. He's not doing anything.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with the idea?
Make the captain a fancy yacht. He's just sucking up.
Really, really, what he wants is a shuttle with transporters.
Yes.
You really want it in one adventure.
That we can use in an emergency.
Shuttle with transporters. So this is the key to making, you know,
so
being able to make it so good.
We're actually becoming ourselves, right?
Which point? Yeah. No one told me that this is the reason.
Oh.
I thought this was for the captain.
That's the official reason.
She's basically in a room all the time. I know.
So as soon as we...
Like when you're the third shift?
She's like, yeah, like,
if you know what I mean.
Like the queen bee or something.
I don't recall ever actually seeing the captain on the bridge, so I wouldn't know.
She's so large, she couldn't move.
Java. She dresses like a Renaissance fair lady, right?
Jack, everyone, Jack and Kevin, Captain.
You might get sucked in if you're getting too close.
Okay, so you approach the station, and first we need to establish a parking orbit, so the shipboard system's flight control.
Parking orbit, you say?
How close?
Real. Real.
500 meters. And next thing is to tell the station.
Okay.
Let's push in on that.
Communication?
Yeah, classic communication.
Five.
We actually have one per station. That's rare.
Yeah, very rare. That's because Tom Ferris is coming in. Did you get a five?
Sure. Okay.
So you get, like 500 centimeters now.
Okay.
But who can tell, because you're the only one there on the console.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's about right.
So Shipper's communication is 3-8.
Eight.
Okay. So you hail him, you give a bunch of static back. You
invisible alien monster, I tell you.
The signal seems to be being jammed.
Whoa! Shields go up, so it's being jammed, sir.
Shields go up. Okay. Chris has no problem with that.
Right. There was no aggression there. Pure defensiveness.
That's true. It's the armor weapon, it's just a case. So.
Okay. I'll train it on the derelict ship.
You're at a space station?
Yeah.
Does the space station have any obvious weapon systems? Train it on those.
How big is it?
It is
huge. Does it take up the whole
thing?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So you just might have lots of weapons in there. Take out a fleet.
Yeah, it doesn't have any obvious weapon systems. I mean, it's got little things sticking out.
Alien technology. Ancient
alien technology.
Yeah.
What's doing that? 17 minutes,
20 minutes, 70 seconds. You tried to scan?
Hey, Crystal.
I didn't try to scan anything. I just
parked it. Let's see if you can pick up the waving. Okay.
Anybody scanning that baby?
Crystal is.
She is.
And now.
Do you have astral physics?
If Crystal could, Crystal would.
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven. Seven.
Get
the
scanner.
Okay. What'd you get for your scanner? Seven. Do you have space fine?
No.
You get stuck.
What's the latest?
Space science, astrophysics.
Well, you make a little more.
What?
See, I'm thinking of interference might be connected to the sun.
Plain physics, mega physics. So what this is a Jupiter-sized planet that is orbiting. The station is actually gotten close enough that some of the gases are actually covering the station. So that seems to be interfering with something. That's what you think.
That's what I think.
What Crystal says, I don't get anything.
I think the gas gas is interfering with the
transmission.
It's just in the
shuttle. Just steam over.
Why don't we just tractor beam the station
over? Because
there's
a gas
station.
Huge.
Cut.
Why don't we just boost the powers to sensors and try to have Crystal do it again?
Yeah.
Should I prepare an away team?
Let's see. Power from
the extra system.
Okay, the extra point. All I'm going to do
is
give you.
Is there any danger by beating people through the gas?
It would be very hard.
Very hard. Nine.
Okay. I think you picked up a lifeline for a second.
Okay, but what?
Could we use the ship's ship's weapon system or extend the shield in such a way to pull in a kind of meter from it to envelop the space station or at least clear a path so that the gas wouldn't interfere?
You wouldn't be able to do it with a shield.
Okay. How about with the weapon system?
With the weapon system?
Yeah, just blow a path.
No between gas.
It'll
just blow back gas.
Yeah, but while it's flowing. It doesn't happen instantly.
No,
it
takes
a little bit.
Well, what if you said something?
Of course, not torpedo spread, right?
We'll have to make some torpedo.
What if you adjust the phaser system?
Why not adjust the tractor beam to tractor the gases out of the way?
One
the phaser system.
We'll reverse polarity.
If I were able to come up with a brand new particle,
really fast tonight, that might do it.
Okay, I think that would be the
distraction. The gastrotron.
Maybe that's the anal particle.
We need some digerons.
Yeah,
like a gassy
particle. Some Digimon. Two Digimon them.
Speech is starting to fusion reactor at the core of the gas strand.
Growing
a small star.
I can prepare an away team.
I mean, can we basically create a light? Basically, all we need is a small explosion center here to basically push the gas. Because all you need is some sort of...
How does that work in space?
Shockwave.
The shockwave will move it, the gas.
Yeah, we do a light shockwave.
But it has to be a really large explosion.
I don't think it's feasible. Unless, of course...
Are we going to be able to beam over?
You know,
I can charge my torpedoes without, you know, not as good cost. Those are expendable to blood.
So are shuttlecraft, sir.
So shuttlecraft.
Away teams.
Away teams are expendable.
Right on.
who
wants to hike over?
I'd love to see what's up for.
Ooh, me.
The command crew goes. Except for Crystal, apparently.
Crystal says this.
Well, this way she gets to be on the bridge alone with tall Paris.
I'll go. I'll go.
Fine. Let's meet in the ready room in 10 minutes.
Wait, you're going in?
No.
Okay. I'll assemble.
Who was the command, I think?
Where's the equipment list?
Commander can never go.
Everyone knows that.
And I want two red shirts.
Immediately upon her. My ribs.
No way. That's
a heart attack.
Wait, my foot, it's bad.
can go?
Yeah, I'll get two red shirts.
Okay.
Lieutenant Cannon, Sergeant Bonner.
I think they're both just sort of crewmen. Crewman Cannon and crewman Fodder.
Okay. So when you get to the briefing room.
Alright, so me, Cannon, and Fodder will get big phasers. Everybody else can have
so this is alien tech. In that 10 minutes, can I do a little quick research?
Sure.
Quick computer research, and just as much as I can about what Starfleet knows about the age and anything about this culture.
Make a computer research one.
Meanwhile, I want to search background of these so-called team. Betrayed us.
Well done. 15.
That's good.
Yes.
I think you got both of these.
There was one with a team.
There
was one with a bunch of equipment in it.
Anything on these guys? Anything
there's equipment in there.
Oh, environmental suits. We all need environmental suits.
Oh, yeah. Isn't environmental suits just like little nose things?
Yeah. Okay. Full environmental suits. So,
who's the doctor?
Me.
Red kid.
I thought Chris was. She's the other doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh,
I am. I'm
the department. That's the only
way you can take it. All right.
These guys
are
buff.
Oh, they were good?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I bet they didn't take in enough guns, I say.
Yeah, buff aliens.
They're ancient, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, sure.
Are they like the old one?
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea to beam in, and the airlock won't fit in a shuttlecraft airlock.
Naturally, so we have to go out of
the we have the spacewalk.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
I'll go first.
Woohoo! The objective is to find the other way team.
Okay.
And bring them back.
Someone has to stay on the way.
If you can't. If for some reason we haven't to them, try to find the.
Try to find what got them?
That'd be nice, but really try to find their tricorders.
Recover the bodies.
So okay. You see what information you get. If you can get the information.
Tricorders.
But survivors in the tricorder.
What kind of tricorders do we need? Medical.
Medical engineering?
Engineering.
Science.
Oh, yeah. Science.
So this is TSA 4027-103?
That's the name of the space station. Well, that's the start destination, apparently.
Right, the orbital platform.
Naval weapons platform.
The warship. Or the war space station. War space.
Actually, it is the alien.
It is the most powerful warship.
What is it, the alien?
So the collapse of the Type K star, the sequence star that... destroyed several of the smaller worlds, didn't manage to,
It did some damage to the gas giant.
Okay, it did some damage, but it's what wiped out the main planet of the species. Is that what happened?
Not too sure.
Okay, but it didn't damage the orbital platform.
No. Well, maybe.
Okay, died out 500,000 years ago. Might still have descendants running around. They were good enough to, have self-aware holograms, be able to move planets, that sort of thing. And, of course, most imperial cultures, they probably believe themselves superior to all other races and civilizations. So if you're not a Takani, they're going to... So anyone here a Bandi, Neo-Bandi, Wendonian, Albion, or Edo? Because, you know, then you might... not set off their alarms. Do we have any of those on the ship? Or are those all bad races?
Because
I'm saying
those are all non-federation.
Oh, okay. Because if we had any on the ship, we could bring one. Maybe his, genetic structure wouldn't make the ship as angry.
You think this might be a potential first contact situation?
No, last contact. They're all dead. and therefore, the machine says, I'm going to kill you if you're not one of my people. We'll kill us all.
That's sweet.
No, Dave Sweet's in Atlanta.
Alright, so everybody gets...
And they appear similar to humans, in theory.
Whoa.
According to fossil records and artifacts.
Is that good? I'm going to bring my camera. This will be cool.
Alright.
Camcorder. Mounted onto a helmet.
Oh, is it really?
I don't know.
Is the camcorder mounted on my helmet?
Yeah, you can get one of those.
Right on.
A little light. Yeah. I've seen one of those for you,
too. That's true. The planet we're circling is... Altera 7.
Okay, that's the gas giant?
Yeah, that's the gas giant.
So if they can move planets, how come they got wiped out when their star blew up?
Homeworld is unknown.
Oh, okay.
Just this star blew up.
They just got bored, so
yeah.
Whatever this outpost.
This is one of their outposts.
Okay.
The gas giant is a homeworld. It's moving.
Actually, what happened was, since they were superior to all other cultures, when they realized that, you know, after they separated enough that, you know, people in their culture that were on other planets were sort of really different cultures in effect, they all hated each other. Mass genocide. Because they were better than everyone else in their own culture.
Kind of like that Romulan Vulcan.
Exactly. Extrapolate that time to suddenly realizing you're better than your neighbor. Everyone had to kill everyone until they were the last one. Then they couldn't breathe.
So they're not the only
one. There could be only one.
Right.
So there's one guy left on the space station.
Could be. Maybe the crew is waiting there just to get up.
Well, Kevin said this is only going to take an hour before we start killing each other.
Well, we got... So everybody gets a Type 1 phaser.
Okay.
The security people, including myself, get Type 3 if we have them. Do we have them?
Yes, we
do. Are you allowed those?
He's security. He can
have
what he wants.
Tom says, do you really think you need a Type 3 phaser?
You mean like Type 2?
Type 2? Sure, if you can pick those.
I mean, is that what you were suggesting, that we try to Type 2 instead?
I was just asking you if you thought you needed Type
2. And away team got wiped out.
Well,
what?
We don't know that.
I'd be comfortable scaling it back to Type 2.
So, if we're not air docking and we're not transporting over, if we find them, how do we get them back?
They went over to spaces, too.
Okay, so they should have spaces, but we don't need to bring any extra, like, air supplies or anything for them.
They
might be useful to bring some extra space suits in case theirs got damaged.
Yeah, it would be useful to bring extra air, too, if I wanted to live in.
A few days. They should have gotten, they got the, well, last we heard, they got the life support sort of working.
Oh.
Won't matter when we find a desiccated
body. Might as well bring some extra,
desiccated
extra space suits and some extra air supplies.
I think we should bring 7 extra.
Okay.
Since this is a potentially hostile situation, we'll put Venom in charge.
Who?
Me.
Okay.
Sweet.
I foresee lots of shooting.
Okay. This could be fun.
Just remember the primary effect.
Sure.
These are not...
Kill everyone, I
have to. You know, there is no primary to them all. These are honestly disparate.
Yep.
You know, although, you know, we federation frowned upon the shooting.
Sure. I went to all the classes.
Just remember that...
You and I, we went to the classes.
Just remember there could be plenty of self-aware holograms running around.
Self-aware holograms.
What's
that? They have little H's on their foreheads.
Hello.
Alright, cool.
And then there's more cats. How much time? I can talk to her.
Cats. Yeah, you know, cat. Oh, right.
We switched sandwiches.
Yeah, I got the H just for cat.
I was surprised. Couldn't figure out why you would get one and not the other.
Yeah, finally got.
Okay.
No brain crap.
So, any other equipment you want to get? Not sure what you want, but. We
have our normal stuff. I have an engineering tricorder.
Yeah,
and we got a medical tricorder.
Universal tricorder.
Sure. Medical tricorder, you got a little bit of a tricorder, engineering tricorder.
Oh.
We'll have a universal tricorder.
They're in the
conference. In theory. Otherwise, all those episodes
make
no sense.
Anything else we need?
Alright, let's go.
Okay, so nobody had like 0G intolerance or anything like that.
best I know.
Did you call tolerance?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I think actually, Chris does. But he's okay.
You can take him?
Nope. So you put on his spacesuit. Yeah. And you take two...
Finishers?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we got 7 extra suits.
Do we need someone to stay on the show? Or not?
I don't think it should be fine.
Okay.
How'd the other team go? Spaces on the ship.
Okay, they made a ship.
Yeah.
Not that far. Still sitting here?
No. I mean, it left.
We even need to take a shuttle.
We're only
really, like...
you're only 500 meters away.
I parked a short stroll away. I can add this a little closer if you want, sir.
Is there anything like, you know, semaphore flag kind of things that you can flash a message across when communicators don't work?
Yeah.
What? Oh, phasers. Beep, 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 beep.
Flashlight.
Okay, could we do something that would impact on the hull and make noise?
You mean like a photon torpedo?
No, I'm not thinking something with quite as much impact.
Like a little bit of semaphore flag?
Yeah, I suppose we could, yeah, I mean, there's standard...
We can recall
that. I mean, isn't there a visual protocol?
Yeah.
That?
Yeah, but...
Let's do all that first.
Okay.
Let's go. Apparently that's in there. All right. Well, so we don't have to do a shuttle, or we do?
No.
We just have to have a little jetpack?
Yeah.
All right. So should I... I'll...
Yeah, that's 100 meters. That's a long road.
But it is safe.
What skill is it? Try it over in a jetpack.
It is.
Personal equipment.
No,
jetpack. I bet you.
But I'm thinking it's
personal
pretty,
equipment. Environment safe.
I think it's pretty used.
Yeah, well, anyway, if we pulled off, they'd have tracking, right?
Yeah.
Or just, you know, shuttlecraft, or other people can utilize it. Use that.
No, no
one
could.
It's floating in the gas tank.
That's too deep, man.
Too bad.
It's too deep.
Is there a line that we could use that to get over there?
Come on, hold it up.
I'll go across, sir. I feel pretty confident.
I can make it.
First year of the training academy, we got rid of the training ropes, sir. Remember? That was back when we were 14 and 15.
If someone went over with a line, they could probably catch it. Would you like me to go over with the line, sir?
I can make it.
I mean, you can always rope each other together or something. If you
I don't know where it is. There's no little guidelines, so.
Though. Rope to start it. To the
I'll go. I'll head over with the guideline to attach.
Okay. So make your personal equipment environment.
Looking for a 12.
Looking
for a 17.
I think you're looking for it.
So what do I do all?
This is a intellect skill.
Okay.
That's what I just want to click on.
What do I need to get?
6.
Oh, that's pretty hard.
Dang.
Well, it's 500 meters.
Yeah, but if you miss, it just means you, like, land on one part of the ship or something.
Oh, no, that's my wild eye. 12.
Okay.
Woo!
So it goes over to the airline.
Okay.
Attaches the line.
Now, you wise asses. Think there needed to be a guideline?
There doesn't need to be a guideline.
You prefer to use a guideline?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
It's there. It told us to.
It's there.
You can go ahead and
roll. Actually, I didn't.
Right. It's just there.
I don't like being told what to do.
What do I need to have a guideline?
7.
3.
5.
Enough.
Sounds good. Okay. So everybody gets across, including
Redshirt.
Just 2 Redshirt.
Really?
You need to get 3. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Well,
so you get all the airlock.
Okay. Just because you failed doesn't mean you just like explode and die.
Boom!
My tail is up.
Hit the emergency thrust and
slam to the red through the planet.
Okay, I'll see you in the airlock.
Open it, open it!
Seems to be closed.
Look for a way to open the door.
There seems to be some sort of a keypad or whatever, some kind of control.
I'm going to do a scan for any life forms right inside.
Whether it's a or personal equipment.
Is there like one big button?
No.
Several buttons?
Yeah.
How many buttons?
How do the other guys get in?
I get a six, Kev.
So how do the other guys get in?
Oh, they just, whatever.
They cracked the code.
Whoa.
Yeah, cracked the code and got in.
Okay.
We know what the code is?
So we punch in the code?
The code they used to get in.
Oh, okay. I'll type in that code.
I
got a six on my tricorder. The door doesn't open?
No.
Gotta crack it.
That's
dynamic.
The range, I mean, there's a lot of different fumes from the gases and stuff. You can get in about 10 meters in, so there's nothing there.
There's nothing weighing above the airlock.
Oh,
no creature. Way above.
You're trying to crack the door.
What skill is it? What skill is it? Man, follow me. what skill is it to crack the code?
Security system.
Nah, hacking.
That'd be me.
No.
Oh,
I have
security system.
I do too. We're all in trouble as kids.
We're all
in
trouble.
I don't have security system.
What?
Is it? Do I know if any of us are actually any good at it?
Nobody's really that good.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are par excellent.
I'll try to do it.
You can probably tell the difference between what is the 1, 2, and the 3, 4. So if anybody has a 3 in it.
Nope.
Okay. Alright, so whatever the security system is
all. Are they combining things, or is it just like if I try next, it's one harder?
It's one harder if he doesn't make it.
Okay.
Well, can we combine our brain power? It's cold out here.
Yeah, but. Yeah, there are rules for combining, but really, only one person has time to do it.
Okay.
So it's just as easy then to just do that.
Six.
Alright, so you punch in some stuff for a few minutes. Eventually, the door opens.
Hey, there's security.
Tell them what the number was.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Does it make a Star Trek door opening sound?
It's a combination.
Is there an airlock here?
We just lose an airlock.
Station.
Yeah. So you'll go inside?
Yep.
Should we keep the airlock open? Because we probably can't.
We probably shouldn't, because we'll evacuate all the air off the station if they actually have the lights on.
The question is, do we want everyone at the same time?
That's the case. The bodies will get sucked out, so we're not in the problem.
That's right. Yeah, I guess. Why don't
you set up a big net over the airlock and
Why don't we one of the thugs.
Oh, I didn't give you the name of the people.
I'll go.
Yeah, I was looking into the background.
Okay, sure.
So, what is it with the assessor scan?
Eric.
Me, one of the goons, Eric, and Shannon will go in. And the other two stay out, and we'll try to open from the inside.
So it's the four people on the away team.
Only four.
Lieutenant Bingham and Chief Petty Officer Black, Lynch, and Shimon.
Ooh, that's a follow-up.
Anything unusual in the background?
You never want
to. Would you get
Lynch and a Black and say,
computer research, right? Seven.
They all four have pretty standard records.
Yeah, right.
That's an easy one.
Okay, so if we don't.
Oh, yeah?
Alright, so who's going to do it first?
Me, Eric, Shannon, one goon.
Okay.
If we don't open up in, let's say, 2 minutes.
Which one? The cannon or
Fodder? Fodder. He's always one of my favorites.
Okay. Does it open up in what?
2 minutes. Go ahead and try to crack it again. Apparently, it's not too tough. But I'm going to hope there's a door on the inside.
Okay. So the four of you go in.
She starts firing with cannons and Harry's loose.
Nice. And that makes you wonder why he's not there.
So you close the airlock door. do you want to start cycling?
Well, cycling, I'd like to try another tricorder roll.
Okay. So we'll wait.
How's the air in here?
I'd like to try and get all the extra space, gas, and grip off my suits because I'm feeling kind of amazing.
I just got six again this time, but we are out of the gas now.
If I could reach it with my tongue, I would.
Inside the station, you're getting about 25 meters. Still not very good. Let's see. We had 26, Kevin, thing.
We should find a way to drive the space station out of the atmosphere.
Yeah,
sure. You don't actually detect any life forms within the
year
or
any cover that
door, I think.
Team here didn't.
Security yet? Nothing notable within 25 meters is showing up on the tricorder, sir.
Cool. How's the atmosphere in here? I kick up the science tricorder.
It is pretty standard, a little less oxygen than usual.
Do a communicator for it?
Between yourselves,
sir? Hey, let's go out there in ourselves.
Yeah. Works.
You're in the same room, yeah.
Well, outside the airlock and the inside.
Oh, yeah, you can talk to the airlock then.
Is there just a, you know, an easy lever on the inside to get out?
We'll
open it.
You show your spaces?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So you open it? Can't feel anything since you're facing it, so. inside the station, it's, very dimly lit. There's some lights on.
There's power after 500,000 years, not
bad. work. It's the way to go.
it's like, you know, the big empty corridor with, lots of, like, drone equipment. A lot of junk around.
Okay, well, we'll shut the door again.
Wait, let me get in first.
Okay.
So we're cool, so to come in.
It's safe to come in?
Yeah.
Is there an atmosphere in there?
Space?
I don't know.
Is there an oxygen?
The light on oxygen?
Yeah, so with the science thing, is it comfortable in here? What temperature is it? Is there any, poisonous gas?
Cool. I
take off my helmet.
But
nobody's done yet testing to see whether it's sick.
Your head pops. Huh? There's only 0.1 atmosphere of pressure. Your head pops.
I don't see any guts.
The air is pretty
stale. Wow. So I'll still go through it. do the thing and I'll watch the guy just rip his own helmet off.
Air's kind of stinky, I think.
I get a 7.
Yeah, a little bit musty. The first look of it, there is nothing you can...
Nope, deadly.
You have 5 minutes to live.
Wait a minute. Pretty dead.
It seems fine.
Okay.
Basically...
Now I lick the dirty parts of my suit.
Well, all right. So, it seems fine. Why don't we wait a few minutes?
Yeah, so there are, the lights
are... Let us know if you feel anything.
Okay.
So the lights are really dim, overhead lights, and they only illuminate, the part, what's right under them, basically. Everything else is kind of dark.
Why don't you utilize the flashlight?
Yeah, you have your suit flashlights and stuff,
Do there seem to be any computer terminals around?
Make a perception roll.
Is there a bunch of dust here?
That means just add perception.
Yeah. Can we trap, see if we can find traces of that party?
Okay.
There is a little bit of dust. I mean, you can see there's some footsteps and stuff.
How much trouble?
It looks like there's actually quite a bit of movement.
7. That's going to struggle here, I think.
Does it look like all going one way?
Tracking back and forth. So I
mean, Potter, you've got our friend Cannon. You're in the rear.
Just see who else is trying.
I don't have Cannon in yet.
Seven.
No,
everybody else is outside.
What? Wait, who's outside?
No, we can't.
You haven't gone
to
Yiwu and the other guy.
We're
still outside.
Wait a minute. Okay. Eric just took his helmet off.
Right, yeah.
We opened the door.
Yeah, but...
You opened the door.
Ken and Wu and Dave...
You guys went outside, closed the door. The
yeah.
The airlock has to evacuate. Then right. They have to open the door and get in the airlock. While it's evacuating, he can't Eric just take the time to take off his helmet.
Okay, so we're... Okay. I thought we were farther along. Okay, so put your helmet back on. We're going to open the door.
Okay.
The door to get them in. Because apparently it's fine and we can get out.
Okay. Well, they're not.
I don't need to put my helmet back on to get them in.
Yeah.
They're not. Sir. Yeah.
Did you actually go inside the station?
Yeah.
You I thought you did. Yeah, but you actually opened the inner door, went inside.
Oh, well, that's... Okay, sorry. I meant the outer door, but... Okay, that's fine, too.
Yeah,
we went into the space station. I'll let them in.
I checked the air, and then now they're coming in.
Yeah.
What did I get with my 7 on the percent?
Well, your 7, you look around with flashlights. You don't see any sort of computer terminal.
You see lots of